Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. According to several of the Mefarshim, as we said last time, it's the day that Yeravam got a new job as a tax collector for Shlomo HaMelech, and he is accosted on the road out of Yerushalayim by the Navi Achia HaShiloni, who tears a new cloak, either being worn by Yeravam or by Achia himself, into 12 pieces, tells Yeravam to take 10 of the pieces, and says, you are going to get the vast majority of the kingdom, which I am tearing away from Shlomo. And why am I doing this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying through the Navi, Ya'an Asher Azavuni, because they have forsaken me. Ya'an, kind of whereas. Vayishtachavu la'ashtores Elohei Tzidonin. And they have bowed to Ashtores, the gods of the Tzidonim, of the Lebanon tribes of Tzidon, Lichmosh Elohei Moav, to Kamosh, the god of Moav. And as I've mentioned before, this is an especial insult, considering that Yiftach invoked the name of Kamosh as an example of uselessness of Avodah Zarah, of powerlessness. And here the Jews are going to bow to Kamosh, Ulamilkom Elohei v'nei Amon, and to Milkom, the god of the children of Amon. And this is also especially pointed at Shlomo, considering that Amon is the ultimate source of his heir, Rechavam, comes from a woman of Amon. V'lo holchu b'derochai, and they did not follow in my paths. La'asos hayosher be'enai, to do which was right, which was straight in my eyes. V'chukosayu mishpotai, and my chukos, my laws that I do not necessarily give reasons for, my decrees, and my mishpatim, my statutes, k'David aviv, like David his father. Ironically, of course, we know that the kingdom of Yeravam, we will say over and over again in the upcoming Sefer Malachim, is going to be guilty of these same averos times a million. All of the Avodah Zarah, which is the reason God is tearing the Malchus away from Shlomo, is going to be rife throughout the 10 tribes for their entire existence for some 220 years. So it's really ironic that Shlomo is losing the majority of the Jewish people to a sin that they themselves will commit. But what they're going to do in the future doesn't have bearing on what God is doing to Shlomo right now, because Shlomo permitted the idolatry of his wives, because he failed to live up to the standards of David his father, the kingdom, the majority of it, will be torn away. Lamedalad v'lo akaches kol hamamlocha miyado. I will not take away the entire kingdom from his hand. So he's not going to lose the entire kingdom. God had promised eternal rule of the Davidic line. Ki nosi ashi senu kol yemei chayav. Because I shall set him as a ruler. Nosi, he'll be a prince, a ruler. Ashi senu, I have set him up all the days of his life. Laman David avdia shebacharti yoso. But not for Shlomo's sake. And again, remember, this is the man who built the Beis HaMikdash. This is the man who instituted Netilas Yadayim, when we wash our hands for bread. Every time we wash for a meal, for a sandwich, we're invoking Shlomo HaMelech. He's one of the greatest leaders the Jewish people ever have. But he is being really cut down to size in these psukim. I'm only doing this for the sake of David, my servant, that I chose him. Asher shomar mitzvosai v'chukosai. That he observed my commandments and my decrees. The only reason Shlomo's sovereignty is intact is because of David. And the Kli Yakar says his prestige is going to be diminished. He won't be revered as he was in the psukim that we've been learning for the last several prakim. And furthermore, it's not going to last. Lamed heva lo kachti hamalucha miyad beno. I am going to take the kingdom away from the hand of his son. Unasati ha lecha es aseres hashvatim. And I am going to give it to you, the 10 tribes. So not only is Shlomo's son, is Shlomo's heir, going to lose the kingdom, but you're going to be the one to get it. And remember, according to the opinion that this is his first job, the kid in the mailroom, Yeravam, is walking proud, and now the cloak torn into pieces, and the nevuah that he is going to be the king. And we're going to see the Gemara in Sanhedrin really, the Psukim in Malachim and the Gemara in Sanhedrin give us insight into Yeravam's character like we would almost not imagine. It's really interesting that Rechavam is the good guy. He stays loyal to Hashem. He tries the best he can after he makes some very bad initial mistakes when the Melucha is torn away. And some say his foolishness is because God had this plan. So it had to proceed this way and unfold. Yeravam has faults that are enormous. And we get more insight into him than Rechavam. It's fascinating that the, quote, villains, the bad guys, unquote, sometimes, especially the ones who lose their Olam Haba, according to the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Yeravam, Achav, we're going to get to know them intimately. The Nach is not just a book of history. It's giving us warnings and messages and insight into our own character flaws. We're going to see who Rechavam really is. And right now, the proud young man, who is a scholar and respected, there's a lot going on under the surface. But in the meantime, he is now about to rise to power. And we're going to see now this direct promise to Rechavam, to Yeravam, in the next several psukim as Achiah HaShiloni completes his nevuah.